Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
We'll get you back to the music in a few minutes, but I mentioned this earlier in the hour when we were talking with J.D. Jowett from Golf Country. I asked him, who was better, Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods? He had a big smile on his face because he said, yeah, that's a question that comes up out of Golf Country all the time, and they have a lot of discussions about it. And our next guest is a golf writer for Sports Illustrated, and he's written a book about it, about this age-old argument, who's better, whether it's Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus. He's on the line with us right now, Bob Herrick. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. So I'll just ask you the question. Do you come to a conclusion in this book? Who was the better golfer?
Well, I come to a conclusion as to who's the greatest. I don't necessarily, though, disparage one or the other. I try to bring you to the point where you could really argue for either one.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're a Jack guy and you read this book, you have to at least acknowledge that, wow, Tiger's got a lot going for him, and vice versa. If you're a Tiger guy, you'd have to read through and see all the things Jack did and go, yeah, I could see why people pick Jack.
Yeah,
I think it's that tough of a call. I think it's that great of a debate that, you know, their careers are so extraordinary, and what they did in different ways is sort of worth their own, you know, top billing, no matter how you want to get there. But I do, in the end, pick one.
Are you going to tell us who, or do we have to read the book? And it's fair either way.
No, seriously, I don't mind telling you. And I mean, you can get through there and understand it, my nuance or my reasoning. But I lean towards Tiger, and it's mostly due to the fact that I think that the field strength in Tiger's era was stronger than Jack, and There's a couple of things that stand out to me. Jack was the fifth player in history to get to 50 PGA Tour wins. He did that in 1973, and then Billy Casper did it about a month later. So they were the last guys to get to 50 wins.
Yep. Oh, I think we lost you there.
Like, nobody got to 50 wins after the 1970s, which suggests to me that it was harder to win. You know, Tiger matched Jack's 73 wins in 2012, and he did it in 200 less starts, which I think is incredible. I had no idea it was that many. And then, of course, went on to win 9 more. So, like, if you only look at majors, Jack had 18, Tiger 15, and you want to give it to Jack based on that, that's perfectly fine. And a lot of people do that. And Jack also had 19 seconds in majors, which is remarkable to think that he could have probably won 23 or 25 if things had gone a little differently. You know, so that's fair. But I just think the argument's a lot more nuanced. Tiger just had deeper fields to play against and guys that kind of came at him out of nowhere. Tiger finished second in 3 majors to guys who never won again after winning that major. Rich Beam at the PGA, Michael Campbell in 2005 at the U.S. Open. Tiger that U.S. Open 2005 would have won 3 majors that year if he'd have got that done. He finished 2 back at Pinehurst. And then 2009, Y.E. Yang, who became the first Asian male to win a major. He never won on the PGA Tour after that, but was a really good player. You know, so I think Tiger faced way more of that than Jack did.
That's a great point. We're talking with Bob Herrig, writes for Sports Illustrated. His book is Tiger versus Jack, Golf's Great Debate. And it is a great debate because, as you say, it's nuanced. There's arguments for both sides. And if you think about it, I mean, Tiger Woods grew up admiring and really wanting to be Jack Nicklaus, didn't he?
He did. Early on, he put Jack's accomplishments by age on his wall. You know, a lot of people think he had the majors up there from the beginning. It really wasn't that. He had things like the what age Jack broke 80, what age Jack broke 70, when he won his first state amateur. And Tiger was beating him to these things at an earlier age.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack never really had anybody to chase. Like, it wasn't talked about in those terms. And Jack actually thinks that might have hurt him. You know, he wasn't really focused on, I'm trying to catch somebody. Almost from the moment that Tiger came on the scene, he was being compared to Jack. It's remarkable to think when Tiger won his first Masters in 97 at age 21, by 12 at the Masters, people were already comparing him to Jack, and he was 17 majors behind. You know, there was a level of pressure, I think, that came with that Jack didn't face. And maybe if Jack had faced it, he might have even won more.
You got to wonder, if Tiger had stayed healthy, you know, how much longer his career could have gone than it has.
Yeah, it's the great unknown. I mean, yeah. Tiger missed a lot of majors due to injury. Jack didn't miss any. You know, Jack played every major. It's a remarkable streak to this day. From the time he turned pro in 1962, all the way through the U.S. Open at age 58, 36 years of majors straight without missing any. And Tiger has missed, you know, a good number, and a bunch of them when he was in his prime.
Yeah.
You know, he missed two in 2008 after he won the U.S. Open. He missed two in 11. He missed two in 14. Then he missed all of the majors in 16 and 17. I mean, that's 14 chances gone around the time when he was still a top player, you know. And then obviously he comes back and he wins another one at age 43.
Right.
And obviously now he's missed a bunch since. I mean, it's obviously clearly a lot harder to be winning them at the age he is now. But yet the guy who was sort of his nemesis for much of his career, Phil Mickelson, won a major at 50 5 years ago. If Tiger had remained healthy, why would we not be thinking he could be winning them now? So, yeah, it's a great missed opportunity because of all the time Tiger wasn't able to play.
It is fascinating stuff. You could really make a good argument for either of them. You do in the book Tiger versus Jack, Golf's Great Debate. Bob Herrig, great talking to you. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, Bob Herrig, he writes for Sports Illustrated, and his book is Tiger versus Jack, Golf's Great Debate. Couple of great golfers, no doubt about it. All right, 9:57. Hey, tomorrow's Friday. We're going to come back and do this all over again tomorrow from 6 until 10. And in the meantime, we've got Piston basketball tonight, 7 o'clock tip at Little Caesars Arena. The Pistons and the Cleveland Cavaliers game 2 in a best-of-7 semifinal playoff series in the NBA. And the Tigers have a day off. They need it. They're heading to Kansas City for a weekend series tomorrow night, Tiger Baseball on WPHM.